Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. There are times in our lives when we experience pain. It's unavoidable. But God can use your pain to bring about good. Today we continue in a series called, Where is God When It Hurts? In this series, Pastor Rick shows us the five choices you can make to benefit from your pain and the four ways you can use the pain in your life to help others heal. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a life-changing Bible study from Pastor Rick called Unshakable. This study, based on the book of Daniel, will help you handle life's most unexpected circumstances and extreme pressures. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Using Your Pain to Help Others.
While there is no pain in heaven, as long as you live on this planet, you're going to have to deal with sickness and sadness and sorrow and sin and suffering. It's just part of living on a broken planet. So pain is going to be a fact of your life. But misery is optional. And a lot of people waste their pain. You're going to go through pain. You may as well use it for good in your life. It doesn't make sense to waste anything in your life since your life really is so short. Now, since you can't avoid all pain, you need to learn how to benefit from it. You need to know how to use pain to become a better person. Now, we know that God uses pain for His purposes. He never wastes a hurt. Now, we do, but He doesn't. But He uses pain for His purposes. And in my first message, remember, we looked first at five ways that God uses pain in our lives for our own good. And if you missed that message, I hope you'll go back and listen to it. Then in the second message, I shared with you five choices that you can make to benefit from your pain. Different from God's five purposes, these are five choices that you can make. And if you missed either of those messages, again, I urge you to watch them online. Now today, I want to wrap up this little mini-series on pain by sharing how to use your pain to help others. How can you use the pain in your life to help others? See, don't waste your hurt. Don't waste your pain. You can use the painful experiences that you've had for your own benefit, but you can also use the pain that you experience to help others. That's called redemptive suffering. It's what Jesus did. Jesus went through enormous suffering and pain, and He didn't do it for His benefit. He did it for your benefit. His pain was not wasted. His pain provided salvation for the whole world, for the rest of us. And His suffering was not wasted at all. You don't have to waste your suffering either. God wants you to take any pain that you've gone through in the past or going through today or in the future, and He wants you to use it for your own benefit, but He also wants you to use it to help others. So take out your outline right now, okay? Take out your message notes. And the key scripture for this idea that we're thinking through this weekend is 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, I want you to go home and read the whole chapter. But in verse 4 and verse 6, it says this. God comforts us in our troubles, that's pain, so that we can comfort others. And when others are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort that God has given to us. So, when we are weighed down with troubles, it's for your benefit. That's redemptive suffering. When we're weighed down with trouble, it's for your benefit. Circle your benefit. In other words, sometimes we suffer for the benefit of others so that we can be an encouragement to you. Now, as I said, the fact is you're going to be hurt many, many times in life. In many ways, sometimes intentionally, sometimes unintentionally. Now, that pain will either make you bitter or better. We've talked about that hundreds of times. So how do you know when you've been truly healed from your pain? How do you know when you've been healed from your past hurts? The answer is this. You begin to use your painful experiences to help others. That's how you know you've gone through recovery. That's how you know you've been healed. In Celebrate Recovery, we call this the 12th step, that you're not really healed of your own hurts. You're not really recovered until you begin to focus outward. You start helping other people the way the Bible tells us to do. If you've been around Saddleback for any length of time, you've heard me say this: your greatest ministry will come out of your deepest hurt. Your greatest ministry, your greatest contribution in life will likely flow out of your deepest pain. Who can be more empathetic to somebody going through a certain kind of pain than somebody who's already experienced that certain kind of pain? In other words, who could better help somebody going through the pain of a miscarriage than somebody who's had a miscarriage? Who could better help somebody struggling with drugs or sex or a divorce or unemployment or special needs children or 1,000 other things than people who have been there and have already experienced that kind of pain and suffering? What I want to do quickly today is help you see 4 ways that you can use the pain of your past and the pain that you're going through right now, and even pain you go through in the future, that you'll use the pain to help heal others, okay? Now, before I give you those 4 things, I want you to write down the sentence. Just write it down there somewhere on your notes. I'm a product of my past, but I'm not a prisoner of my past. Big difference. Write that down. I am a product of my past. You can't deny that you were shaped by all the good experiences of your life, but you're not a prisoner of your past. You can use it to be a better person.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
As we look at the unprecedented things going on in our world today, it's clear we need to be equipped with the resources to handle whatever life throws at us. That's why Pastor Rick created a life-changing Bible study called Unshakable. This DVD and workbook study is based on the life of Daniel. In these 8 powerful video lessons, Rick teaches you how to handle life's most unexpected circumstances and extreme pressures, how to avoid compromising on what you believe is right in God's eyes, how to handle success, how to learn from your mistakes, and how to pray the kind of prayers that God answers. This study is perfect for your individual quiet time or in a small group setting. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. There's only 2 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
You can't deny that you were shaped by all the good experiences of your life, but you're not a prisoner of your past. You can use it to be a better person. Okay, now, your painful experiences are not going to be wasted if you learn to share 4 things with other people about your pain, all right? Write these down. 4 things that you can share with other people about your pain in the past, today, and even tomorrow. Number 1, first, you'll help other people if you share how pain got your attention. I share how pain got my attention. Has pain ever got your attention? Oh, baby, it has. I bet you could probably think of many, many examples pretty quickly of when pain got your attention. Remember I said that pain is a warning light that tells us something's wrong in our lives? And that C.S. Lewis said, God whispers to us in our pleasure, but he shouts to us in our pain. Pain is God's megaphone. God is very upfront and very open about how he uses pain to get our attention. Look at these verses on your outline. In Job chapter 36, verse 15, second part of that verse says, hard times, this is contemporary English version, hard times and trouble are God's way of getting our attention. Anybody want to give a testimony on that? Hard times and trouble are God's way of getting our attention. Pain is often a wake-up call. It's like an alarm going off. It's God's way of saying to get going and do something about something you need to change in your life. Now, in this New Century version of Job 35:15, it says this: God gets them to listen through their pain. It's kind of hard to ignore pain. We can ignore a lot of things in life, but it's kind of hard to ignore pain. God gets them to listen. Underline that. Is God trying to get you to listen right now through pain? I remember years ago, I had a pair of shoes that I really loved. They weren't very good looking, but they were the most comfortable shoes I ever had. And I wore them and wore them and wore them and wore them until finally I got holes in the bottom of the soles. And Kay said, honey, you got to throw those away. And I said, no, I'm just not going to cross my legs in public because they're comfortable. And so if I'm sitting on stage, nobody will see it because I'm standing. They don't know I've got holes in my shoes. So I kept wearing them even with holes in the soles. And I did that until one thing happened. It came winter and it started raining. And then all of a sudden, I had to get some new shoes because the rain was coming through. Sometimes it's the rain that forces you to do something you needed to do a long time ago. Do you remember the example of the prodigal son? How everything went right in his life at the start, but when it all went wrong, it says he came to his senses. He ends up feeding pigs, ends up eating the pig food in the foreign country. And he goes, what am I doing here? Pain got his attention. Pain often gets our attention. You see, we rarely change until the fear of change is exceeded by pain. And when the pain exceeds the fear, then we change. We rarely change until we get desperate. We postpone difficult decisions. We ignore a problem until it gets to the stage that it's a crisis. We delay counseling until it's too late. There's so many stories in the Bible, I could give you an example of how God uses pain to shake us up and to get us to move on. One time, Elijah was having a pity party after a big event in his life, and he'd gone to this brook Cherith, and he was sleeping, and God was providing food and water, and he was having a good old time, and he was just going to stay there. He's quite comfortable by the brook Cherith. And then it says, one day, the brook dried up. It's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. One day the brook dried up. Has the brook ever dried up in your life? Oh, yeah. Some source that you were looking to for either income or support or happiness or joy or something, the brook often will dry up in your life. And you know what? Elijah gets mad at God. And he said, God, don't you love me anymore? You were providing this water for me and the food was here and the birds were here. And the brook dried up. And why? He says, don't you love me anymore? And God says to Elijah, of course I love you. I just don't want you to stay at the brook. And as long as the brook was there, you were going to stay there. And I didn't create you to just live at the brook. I didn't live you to just go fishing all your life. And so sometimes God has to dry up the brook in your life. And you lose the job that was so fulfilling. And the relationship that you had moves away or whatever. Sometimes God uses pain to get our attention. That's why in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 9, we looked at this verse a few weeks ago. Paul says to the Corinthians, I'm glad, talking about the suffering they're going through, I'm glad not because it hurts you, but because the pain turns you to God. Sometimes pain gets our attention. Now, how you share your pain with other people will determine if it's helpful or if it's not. Remember, we've talked about how God can use pain for good in your life. How could God use pain in your life for good in other people's lives? Well, first you have to share how it got your attention. You have to tell people because maybe they don't realize that God's trying to get their attention. But if you want to experience helping other people, when you share about your own pain and your own past, you have to be real. You have to be authentic. You have to be humble. You have to be honest. Now, the best example of authenticity in the Bible is the Apostle Paul. Nobody had a greater impact on people than Paul. Why? Because he shared from the gut. He shared from the heart. He was always gut-level honest. And if you want to help other people, you want to help your kids, you want to help your friends, you want to help your neighbors, you want to help people, coworkers, you have to learn to be authentic about a number of authentic areas in your life. Let me give you some examples. You write these down. When you're sharing about your own pain in order to help others, like Paul, you have to do these things. Number one, be open about my feelings. Be open about my feelings. You can't mask your feelings and help anybody. You don't help anybody by stuffing your emotions. 2 Corinthians 6:11, we've spoken frankly to you. We have opened our hearts wide. I try to do this. When I'm sick, I tell you I'm sick. When I'm down, I tell you I'm down. When I'm discouraged or when I'm frustrated, I try to tell you, be humble, okay? And be open about your feelings. Number two, be humble about your faults. I need to be humble about my faults. Paul says in Galatians 5:6, each of us have to bear the faults and the burdens of his own, for none of us is perfect. Have you figured that out yet? Well, if you know you're not perfect, why do you pretend that you are? Be humble about my faults. Number three, be frank about my failures. Okay, that's what it means to be authentic. Can you be frank about your failures? 1 Timothy 1:15, Paul says, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. I'm the worst. Paul goes, I think I'm the biggest sinner on the block. Be humble. And then be honest about your frustrations, your fears, your frustrations, your faults. Be honest about my frustrations. Write that down. Romans 7:18, Paul says, I've got the desire to do what is right, but I can't carry it out. I keep on doing the evil I don't want to do. Have you ever said anything like that to anybody? You know what? I want to do the right things, but I don't. And I don't want to do the wrong things, but I do. That's being honest. That's being honest. That's being humble. That's being authentic. So you be honest about your faults and your failures and your frustrations. And you be, write this down, candid about my fears. This is a hard one. We don't want to admit our fears to other people. 2 Corinthians 12:20, Paul says, I do admit that I have fears. Now, this is the greatest Christian who ever lived except for Jesus himself. I do admit, Paul says, that I have fears. Have you done that? Have you admitted your fears to anybody? He says that when I come to you, when I come, you'll disappoint me and I'll disappoint you. Boy, that's pretty blunt. And he said, and in frustration with each other, everything will fall to pieces. Have you ever been that level of honest with anybody? So I've got to share how pain got my attention. That's the first thing. You'll help other people if you'll say, here's how God got my attention. And you have to do that by saying, here's my frustrations, my fears, my faults, my failures. These are the things that are in my life. We all know we've got them. Why can't we share them? Okay. Second, once I have shared how God used pain to get my attention, second thing, write this down, I share what I learned. I share what I learned from my pain. In a minute, I'm going to give you some homework on writing down, thinking through some of the lessons that you've learned through pain, because there's some things we only learn through pain. You look for the lessons that you can pass on to friends, family, future generations. Job chapter 36, verse 15 says this, God teaches people through suffering. Whoa, did you know that? God teaches, circle that word, God teaches people through suffering. And it says, he uses distress to open their eyes. We could just stop right there and go home and think about how has God used distress? How has God used stress in my life to open my eyes to something that was out of whack? God uses suffering to teach us. He uses distress to open our eyes. God's not playing games with you. So what is God trying to open your eyes to? The distress you're going through right now? What is God trying to show you? What are you learning? Once you learn it, he wants you to pass those lessons on to others. And some things we only learn through distress. Remember this verse from a few weeks ago? Proverbs 20, verse 30 in today's English version. Sometimes it takes a painful situation to make us change our ways. Duh. Now, how many times have you heard me say it's wise to learn from experience, but wiser to learn from the experiences of others? That's what we're talking about this weekend. I don't have time to make all the mistakes myself. You don't have time to make all the mistakes yourself, and neither does anybody else. That's why we can learn from each other's mistakes if we'll be humble enough to be honest about how God uses pain to get our attention and how God uses pain to teach us lessons. Now, we all go through different kinds of trouble. They're varied. There are many different kinds of trouble. But regardless, there are always three things that God wants us to learn from pain. You might write these down. And then write down how you've learned them and how you are learning them now. Number one, I've learned to depend more on God. I have learned to depend more on God. That's what pain does. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 to 10, that famous passage that we read a little bit earlier, Paul says this. He's talking about all the tough time he went through in Asia. And he said, we were crushed. He said, have you ever been felt crushed by life? We were overwhelmed. You ever felt overwhelmed by life? We saw how powerless we were to help ourselves. But he says, that was good. How in the world could that be good? He says, but that was good. For then we put everything into the hands of God, who alone could save us. And you know what? He did. He did save us. He did help us. We don't know God is all we need until God is all we've got. God wants to teach you about himself. He wants to teach you about his power through your weakness. He wants to teach you about his love when you feel unlovely. He wants to teach you about his grace when you feel unforgiven. He wants to teach you about his wisdom when you feel dumb and don't know what to do and don't know which way to turn.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, you can get hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick delivered to your inbox every day when you go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free daily devotional. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, as we look at these unprecedented things going on in our world today, it's clear we need to be equipped with the resources to handle whatever life throws at us. That's why Pastor Rick created a life-changing Bible study called Unshakable. This DVD and workbook study is based on the life of Daniel. In these 8 powerful video lessons, Rick teaches you how to handle life's most unexpected circumstances and extreme pressures. How to avoid compromising on what you believe is right in God's eyes. How to handle success. How to learn from your mistakes. And how to pray the kind of prayers that God answers. This study is perfect for your individual quiet time or in a small group setting. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. There's only 2 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I really like to end these broadcasts by reading some of the letters that come in from you. They always encourage me, and I think when I read them, they encourage you. This one's from a woman named Joy. She says, thank you so much, Pastor Rick, for the Daily Hope devotional messages that are emailed to me. They help me get through tough times. She said, I feel like I didn't have the right to question God, but I wondered why he was letting me experience all these things. But now, through these devotionals, I look on what's happening as a challenge for my betterment. And I may not know all of God's reasons in this moment, but I believe that God will not let me down, and instead I believe he'll guide me in the right path where his help, his guidance, his forgiveness, and his blessings and his prayers are always abundant. Thank you. Signed, Joy. Well, thank you, Joy. I'm encouraged by your faith, and I know other people will be too who hear this letter. You know, we can always trust that God's in control, even when we don't understand why things are happening. And it blesses me when I hear people like you finding hope. That's the whole purpose of this program. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue looking in God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, and your generous financial support.